This episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast is brought to you by Rich's Billiards. Now, there's going to be a point and there's going to be a time when that place reopens, and there's going to be a point and a time when I make my return. But just because this place has shut down, at least for the time being, does not mean that I cannot continue to advertise and show off Rich's Billiards. Because no matter what, this place is still rocking, this place is still the best, and more importantly, I'm doing everything in my power to make sure that this place remains open, and I want to get its name out. Rich's Billiards, 5815 Weber, not your average heroes, new name, same place. That was Seether doing the song entitled Remedy, and I did believe it's off of the second album. I forgot what it was entitled and everything, but Remedy, you know, I love that song a whole lot, and especially when it comes to SummerSlam, because as many of you people know, a long time ago, Remedy from Seether was the theme song for the SummerSlam 2005 event, which also featured several events, including Hulk Hogan taking on Shawn Michaels one-on-one, possibly one of the best matches I've seen in there. But another matchup in particular that happened on that same day was a ladder match between the legendary Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio. The winner would get custody of Dominic. Of course, we know what took place there. and everything else like that. And now here we are, here 2005. That's when it took place. Now here we are in 2020, and now Dominic Mysterio, Rey Mysterio's son, is now participating in this match, which kind of, like, I'm still tripping out over this idea, the fact that Rey Mysterio's son is going to be a part of this matchup against Seth Rollins. But we'll talk about that in just a moment. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this very special edition of the Main Event Talk Podcast. I am the main event player to supersede a god among gods, king among kings, the coolest son of a motherfucking bitch walking God's green earth. Now, I know it's a bit crazy that this podcast is being taken place right now. So a lot of explaining is going to be talked about in this situation. Obviously, we got to talk about SummerSlam, and obviously, we got to talk about a couple of things, including the incident that happened on NXT, what took place with Adam Cole and Pat McAfee. Also, the great debate, ladies and gentlemen, the great debate involving Chris Jericho, Orange Cassidy, and Eric Bischoff. Oh, God, I don't want to get into detail about this whole situation. Plus, an injury report on NXT TakeOver 30, which is going to take place on the weekend of SummerSlam. We're going to talk about that as well. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to happen this coming Saturday, because there will be an episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast, but it's a special. The special involves a 34th anniversary involving Transformers the movie, which is coming out. Which is going to be coming out. Well, it's not actually coming out. It's one of those things where I'm advertising it, I'm showing it, and it's like it's one of those things where the anniversary of the movie comes out, and I want to go ahead and check it out. I'll probably have a beer while I'm fucking watching it and everything else like that, so it should be interesting. So I can't wait to talk about it. And let me see. Also, we got to talk about Raw Underground. I know there's some people that have asked me the question, what are my feelings on this whole thing with Raw Underground? Is it worth it? Is it good? Is it anything you had ever expected? Well, I'll talk about that. As a matter of fact, the main event, we'll talk about that in just a moment. But before we get into this, before I get into anything that goes on and everything, let's get to a little commercial break, shall we?
When the clock strikes half past six, babe, time to head for Golden Lights. It's a good time for the great taste dinner at McDonald's. It's Mac tonight. Come on, make it Mac tonight.
The main event couldn't help himself. He just had to put that commercial on. He just couldn't help himself. Now, before we get into the wrestling, I mentioned I released a video. For those of you that follow my Main Event Talk Facebook page, you know that I released a video. I released a video on the page. It was a long video. It's funny. The page was for, it was a thank you video to everyone, because the Main Event Talk Facebook page is over about 502 likes and 570 followers. I mean, that, you know, it's incredible how many people have been actually following this page. So at this time, if you've not seen the video, All you got to do is go over to YouTube, or go over to Facebook, I'm sorry. Go to facebook.com/@realmainevent player and look for the page, and you'll see the video and everything, and we'll see what you think and everything. The video was basically to say thank you to everyone to subscribe to the Main Event Talk, because, you know, with me, I have put together this Facebook page for several reasons. Number one, you know how when you go to your own Facebook page and you want to go ahead and just display your wrestling however you want to? Some people like it, and then there are other people in the page that just don't like it. And it's like, you know, I made the decision about a year ago, almost a year and a half ago, to where I wanted to go ahead and just put together a Facebook page, and this would be it. And, you know, it would be entitled The Main Event Talk. And the Facebook page would include a lot of things, including a lot of the stuff that's been going on in NXT, a lot of stuff that's going on Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, and AEW, and NWA, and Ring of Honor, and MLW, and, you know, whatever wrestling organization comes up, you know, including some stuff that you'll never see anywhere else. Every other Facebook page can say that they're a wrestling page, but yet they always talk about the same thing. They always talk about Raw. They always talk about SmackDown. They always talk about NXT. They always talk about AEW. And yet, and I noticed this, whenever I bring up an event, say for example, Slammiversary for Impact Wrestling, I feel like I'm the only page that's talking about it, but yet others don't even mention it at all. That's how sad it is. And then, when I bring up an event from New Japan Pro Wrestling, or when I bring up an event for MLW, when I bring up an event of any kind, no other Facebook page will talk about that, because most of the time, they want to talk about WWE, they want to talk about NXT, they want to talk about AEW, and that's fine and dandy, but you have to understand something. You got to keep things in a professional level, and you also got to keep things from an even level as well, because you have to understand something. For me, I'm a true pro wrestling fan. I mean, I'm a pro wrestling fan for real. I'm not someone that just decided I'm going to watch wrestling because I can. No, I watch wrestling because I dig it, I love it, it's the way it goes. And, you know, I'm not only watch what goes on in the WWE, but I watch what goes on in AEW and what's going on in the Ring of Honor, what's going on in MLW and everything. You know, you have to keep up with what's going on. If you're a true pro wrestling fan, you're going to stick to your guns and watch this and see how all this goes, you know, and everything. So that's pretty cool. So that's what my Facebook page is all about. And it'll be rare for me to put out a video. It'll be very, very rare. I've been mostly doing all these podcasts and everything, you know, just to keep up with it and stuff. So that's what I'm doing. So the video is to say thank you to everyone that has liked my Facebook page and checked out everything. And also thank you to everyone that's been subscribing to the Main Event Talk podcast. And also, I want to give a special shout out, and this one goes out to a person in particular because I mentioned him in the video. This one goes out to my good friend, my longtime best friend, and someone you've known for, you know, I've mentioned his name on numerous occasions on my Facebook page. I'm talking about my longtime best friend, Hector Juarez, aka Homestar Runner, or as I like to say, Homestar Runner, aka Hector Juarez. Now, my reasons for thanking him is, and this is one of these situations where we're all going through this together, and, you know, with this pandemic and everything, all of us have had a trouble, you know, trying to adjust. And what I mean by that is people have been trying to, you know, there are people that still have their job and still trying to work as much as they can, you know, just to get through the times and everything. Which is pretty good, which, you know, I like it. But also there are people that are trying to, you know, some that are out of a job and some that are trying to work one job, two jobs, three jobs, you know, just to keep up with the payments or keep up with the bills and trying to survive as much as they can. So for me, last week, I was, you know, I had a little trouble with my check. And long story short, it wasn't exactly what I liked. And, you know, I had to do what I had to do and stuff. And I had to, you know, sometimes there's nothing wrong with staying away from going out and everything. You just got to have yourself a good time in any way that you can. But you have to take care of the bills first. The light bill comes first. The water bill comes first. The cell phone bill, everything. You got to eliminate all those no matter what. If you come up short, hey, that's paying dues. It's surviving. It's trying to do everything in your power to, you know, to stay in one spot so that way you don't, you know, go to a ridiculous place in your life. You know, that's how it is. But anyways, so I went ahead and decided to call up on my best friend Hector, and I wanted to ask for some money. You know, I'm not going to be specific of an amount and everything. I just told him what I needed, and then he went ahead and took care of me, and I was like, oh, sweet, this will work, you know? And it got me through. It got me through the day. And, you know, what I did with the money basically was, you know, I didn't really have much food left in the house, so I thought, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and go buy me some food because that's what I need to get to, you know? So went over to HEB, bought me some food, then I had some money left over and I wanted to go ahead and buy churches for tonight, well, not for tonight, but for that night and everything. And that's what I did. So at this time, I want to go ahead and thank Hector for helping me out in every way possible. We've helped each other out over the years. He's helped me with certain problems and I've helped him with certain problems, and we've always had each other's backs no matter what and everything. And also with this pandemic, we all need to try to help out each other as much as we can, because not a whole lot of people are going to be lucky to have their job and have money and everything else like that. Some are going to need help. And if they need your help, try to help them out as much as you can. And if you can help them out in any way possible, that's good too. The thing is, guys, we've all got to stick together. Friends, family, and everything. We got to help out each other, because if a friend is starving, you got to make sure he's got enough food. If a friend is thirsty, he's got to have plenty of water, plenty of sodas, and all the other stuff and everything. The point is, we got to help out each other. So here, I'm telling Hector, thank you very much for helping me out last week. I appreciate it. And hopefully, I help him out in return. I mean, it could be anything. I could, buy him some food. I could take him out to Hooters. Or I could do the common thing, and that is I thought about this, and it may happen. It will happen. It'll somehow happen in the near future. And that is, I could possibly buy him a 12-pack of White Claws. Oh, yeah. And Hector and his White Claws. And let me tell you something. It's the same thing with me, because Hector likes White Claws. Those are good. Those are very good, by the way. I like the Bud Light Seltzers. I've tried those. And I bought them about a couple of months ago. And they're pretty good. They're pretty good. By themselves, it's pretty good. But if you add some beer to it, it tastes even better. And it doesn't matter what kind of beer you put on. You could put Bud Light Seltzer mixed with Michelob Ultra. You could put Bud Light Seltzer with a Shiner. You could put Bud Light with the Natural Light. You could put Bud Light Seltzer with anything. As long as it has that beer flavor and that taste that you're looking for, boom, that works out perfectly. Now, I don't think you could do that with the White Claw. If you want to, that's at your own risk, okay? So do that however you want to and everything else like that. So, Hector, I just want to say thank you very much for helping me out, man. And like I said, hopefully in return, I'll be able to help you out along the way. So we'll see how that shit goes. So, Hector, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And hopefully when this whole pandemic is over, we will get an opportunity to meet up once again over at a place called, Rich's Billiards. Go over there, drink a couple of beers. Although there was that one time about, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I think somebody by the name of Jonathan Chappelle had posted a video out where you were seen practicing on stage at Rich's Billiards while the place was closed. Hector, we're going to need to have a talk, okay? We're going to need to have a talk, okay?
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination. Transformers, the movie. A new evil threatens the galaxy in the hottest summer adventure ever. Be part of it. Enter our ultimate Transformers sweepstakes. Grand prize is this stereo cassette player plus movie souvenirs. Over 100 winners get movie soundtracks or the Transformers hit single The Touch. Get this bumper sticker just for entering. Send a stamp silver press envelope to
Transformers Contest, Post Office Box 29943.
Transformers, the movie. Opens everywhere August 8th, rated PG.
Transformers, the movie, the 34th anniversary is coming up this coming Saturday, and the main event player is looking forward to checking out that event and everything else like that. I have the movie and everything else. I haven't seen it. Well, I've seen it, but I haven't seen it yet, if you know what I mean. But here's the thing, guys, just to let everybody know, even though this Main Event Talk podcast is happening as early as it is today, it's here on a Thursday, it's being released. Now, to let everybody know, there is going to be a podcast coming up on Saturday, but it has nothing to do with wrestling. It has a lot to do with the 34th anniversary of Transformers the movie. Now, to give everyone an idea about what's about to happen and everything else like that, this episode of the Main Event Talk podcast is going to happen. It does involve Transformers the movie. And it also involves a documentary that's going to take place in the podcast. And the documentary is entitled Till All Are One, The retrospect, a look back at Transformers the movie. You're going to hear from the people that were involved in the movie, everything from Susan Blue to Neil Ross to Greg Berger to Flint Dilley to several of the people that had a major role in this movie that took place back in August 8th of 1986. And, you know, I still dig the movie. I love it. It's tremendous. And you know, I never get tired of this movie. I never, ever do. I mean, every year when August 8th comes along, I like to go ahead and just watch the movie. And whether I watch it by myself or watch it with my good friend Roman while we're drinking a couple of beers and everything, that's cool. I dig that. Because, it takes us back to a time when cartoons meant something and when movies actually meant something as opposed to what's going on now. And not that there's nothing wrong with the movies. Nothing wrong with the movies at all. It's just that sometimes, you gotta kick back, relax, and just say, hey, this is what it is, So, anyways, I can't wait to check out Transformers the movie. I can't wait to check out how all this shit goes down and everything. Be ready for it. So, guys, let's get into some wrestling for a bit. Let's get into what happened on Monday Night Raw. Let's talk about it. I think I mentioned it on my Main Event Talk Facebook page. No, actually, I talked about it on my video. Raw Underground. Everybody wants to know about my thoughts about Raw Underground. My thought of it is, Raw Underground's pretty good. I like how this is being set up. I mean, I know it's not exactly what you would think it would be. You know, when it was announced that Shane McMahon was going to be a part of Monday Night Raw, my thought was, well, Shane McMahon's going to be a general manager. And I know some people are thinking, well, why do we need another general manager? You know, my thinking on it is, Raw and SmackDown need a general manager bad. They honestly need a general manager so bad. Every time I watch Raw, somebody is getting a title shot or somebody is putting a match together and they're not even authorized to do that. So I'm thinking, okay, Shane McMahon's going to come in, is going to put together matches on his own. He's McMahon. He could be the general manager. He could steer the ship of Monday Night Raw because the way Raw is looking, especially the way it's been looking for the past couple of weeks, I mean, my God, the ratings are dropping like a motherfucker right now. You know, a long time ago, back in the day, there used to be ratings that used to go up as high as 9 million viewers. And that was a long, long time ago. Now here we are, we're down to a million. We're down to almost 1.5 million viewers. I mean, it's sad. It's sad the way Raw is. So they're pulling everything out of a fucking hat. They're trying to stick anything they can in the fucking wall to see if it works. And they're hoping that Raw Underground would be the solution. So Shane McMahon comes out, does the whole Monday Night Raw thing. Okay, well, that Monday Night Raw Underground thing, okay, that's fine. It was okay. I'm not saying it's the best. But what made it good was the faction, the Hurt Business coming into this. The whole thing with Bobby Lashley and MVP and Shelton Benjamin. And I really like how this is going so far. Now, as I mentioned, I said this on the video, if you guys have seen the video on my Facebook page. I said that what would happen if, say, we get Raw Underground next week on Monday Night Raw, and then we get MVP, we get everyone showing up, right? We get the Hurt Business in the ring, they want to start a fight, and then all of a sudden, here comes Paul Heyman. He's coming down and saying the usual bit, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and then all of a sudden, here comes Brock Lesnar, and imagine this, if you will, Brock Lesnar's coming, he's surrounding the ring, everybody's pulling back. Right, and the Hurt Business is in the middle of the ring, right, or the middle of the underground or whatever. He's walking around like he always does, right, and he's getting ready. And this is the confrontation that we are looking for, and this is something that needs to happen. And if it happens, that's gonna draw a lot of ratings. Imagine this, if you will, Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley, Raw Underground at SummerSlam. Now, I'm not saying it's gonna happen. It's just an idea that I'm throwing. An idea which Vince McMahon needs to pay attention to. And as I mentioned on my video, I told him straight up. Well, I didn't tell him straight up, but I told him straight up, hey, you need to put this match together. You can't hold this back forever. You cannot. no matter what. Your ratings are dropping and you're doing everything in your power to throw in whatever it is you think is going to work. Here's the thing. You need to put a general manager on that shit. You need to develop new stars. And speaking of developing new stars, what about this new faction that I'm seeing causing chaos and destruction? Right? This whole thing with, what are they called? They were first, this is what I originally heard. They were first called Justice, okay? Not Justice, Justice. I know that sounds a little bit weird, but when you hear Justice, Justice is spelled J-U-S-T-I-C-E, Justice. But their version of Justice is J-U-S-T-U-S, Justice. Just Us. Yes, Just Us, you know what I'm saying? That just sounds stupid. It sounds stupid in so many ways. So what do? They announced that they have a new faction coming to Monday Night Raw. First of all, I would never announce a new faction coming. Never. That was the first mistake that WWE did. Don't announce the new faction. Just let it come out. Surprise the living fuck out of people. I don't want to see anything on the internet that's, hey, this guy is coming. Oh, it's like, whoa, we're all excited to see this person. Then we watch, it's like, eh. That's what's wrong. You go ahead and decide to let everybody know about this faction. And then this faction doesn't really show up. I'm serious. It doesn't really show up. And I know what some people are thinking right now. They're thinking, oh, well, what about those group of guys that were showed up earlier today and everything? Earlier today? Let's see. Earlier today, and yet it was nighttime. The cameras were on a couple of people that were dressed in ninja outfits, destroying what looks like a giant amplifier, which apparently flickered the lights and messed with all the fucking microphones during Monday Night Raw. They were destroying property. They were these five guys that came out in ninja outfits. Let's call them like we see it. Ninja outfits, okay? They're not ninjas for a minute. What the fuck do you want me to call them? Hooded guys? Give me a fucking break. If they were wearing white, it'd be the Ku Klux Klan, but we're not going to get into detail about that. Let's leave that the fuck alone, all right? These guys, these five guys, are coming in here, destroying property, and then they take off. That's your debut. That's your new faction. Oh, I'm surprised. I'm enjoying this. This fucking sucks. I swear to God, these guys are just throwing everything in fucking sight. Are you kidding me? Now, let me get into, We'll talk about this when we have time, because this is just absolutely ridiculous. Talking about the retribution. Give me a fucking... Well, retribution sounds okay, but it sounds like... When I think of the words retribution, you know what I'm thinking of? Malevolent creation. Now, those of you that are death metal fans, you know what that is. Everyone else, hey, look up Malevolent Creation and look up Retribution. From what I understand, that was one of their best albums yet to date, a long time ago. And I should know, because I've heard that album millions of times. It's the best album they've ever created. Now, let's get into something else, if you don't mind. Let's get into an incident that happened at NXT. We're going to get into the Monday Night War deal. So, let me show you. Hopefully, we can play this little thing right here, right now. Here we go. This is an incident involving Adam Cole and Pat McAfee. Check it out. Pat McAfee is going right towards Adam Cole.
Hey, nothing is ever going to change that for the rest of your life. You're going to be a tiny, itty-bitty, short, little f***. Hey,
all of a sudden, Pat McAfee punt kicks Adam Cole in the head. Triple H pushes him out. So as I'm watching this, I mean, this was crazy. Shawn Michaels is looking over Adam Cole. He's completely knocked out. Triple H is just in awe and everything. So this whole thing with Pat McAfee and this whole thing with Adam Cole, we know, you know, I displayed this about, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, talking about Adam Cole appearing in Pat McAfee's show. And, you know, I mentioned something about the whole thing with Adam Cole being disrespected and the fact that Pat McAfee had to mention how small he looks. And let's call it like we see it. You know, Adam Cole is a small man. He's a very small man. Compared to Pat McAfee, he's a very big individual. But everyone wants to know my thoughts on what do I think about this situation? What do I think about this whole thing with Pat McAfee and Adam Cole? What do I think about this? And as I'm looking at this, I gotta say, and believe it or not, I know there's some people like, are we really gonna see Pat McAfee against Adam Cole at NXT? I mean, that's just gonna ruin a bunch of shit, man. No one's really gonna wanna watch this. On the contrary, I think people should definitely watch this. Now, we know that Pat McAfee is a huge wrestling fan. We also know that he used to be the kicker for the Indianapolis Colts. He's a Super Bowl champion. Let's clarify that. Now, also, the thing is, this was what needed to happen, okay? And what I mean by that is, for a while, Adam Cole has been... He came into NXT almost... I think next week will be, 3 or 4 years now since Adam Cole has been in NXT. And he has dominated the NXT roster for a long time with the members of the Undisputed Era. And they've done everything they could. They've won championship gold. They have dominated NXT. They've become the main leaders of NXT. They're the ones responsible, and let's call it like we see it, they are the ones responsible for NXT winning over SmackDown and over Raw in the Survivor Series about 1 year ago. So now comes the question. I mean, Adam Cole lost the championship about a couple of weeks ago against Keith Lee. And now the big question remains is, what is next for Adam Cole? My thought is, okay, well, they're probably going to go ahead and move him over to the main roster. Right? And I'm thinking, okay, well, that needs to happen. But I think what will happen is they're going to keep Adam Cole around just a little bit longer, right? They're going to keep him a little bit longer, probably with the rest of the members of the Undisputed Era as well. Now, last week, the Undisputed Era looked better than ever. They looked tremendous. They looked great at what they did. But the thing is, there's something there. There's something is up in the air. So Triple H and Pat McAfee had some words and talked and I guess made an apology. And we thought that, you know, we thought things were burying the hatchet. But we heard that Pat McAfee was going to show up at NXT. So my thought was Adam Cole was going to probably call him out and make him look like a little bitch in front of the NXT audience. That's what I was thinking, right? But on the contrary, this came out a whole lot different than what I thought. Pat McAfee basically came out and, you know, did what he did and made fun of. He was almost 20 feet away from where he was, where the commentary booth is. He's like way the hell over there in a match involving, you know, the Undisputed Era and the members of Imperium. Adam Cole is trying to pay attention to the match, but at the same time, he's listening to the commentary involving Pat McAfee and Tom Phillips. You can hear him say the stuff that he's saying and pretty much disrespecting Adam Cole. And Adam Cole is telling him to chill out, right? And you figured Adam Cole would just come up and, you know, just be a little fucking bitch and tell him, hey, what the fuck are you doing here in my fucking ring and everything else? Like, you figured he would do something like that, right? You figured he would do that. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen at all. Instead, Adam Cole came out nicely and thought we squashed this whole thing and we left it all off the side. And all Pat McAfee was doing, he was disrespecting him. He was still calling him tiny, calling him small, calling him all this. And the instant that happened, in my head's like, wait a minute, something's happening here. And my mind gets intrigued by what I see. And then when he called him a little bitch right there in front of him, Adam Cole got irate, got upset, and then Pat McAfee proceeded to do a punt kick. And Randy Orton, take notes. This is how you actually do a punt kick. He punt kicked Adam Cole right to the head and laid him out. And the, you know, and Pat McAfee is just coming out like, you know, like, hey, and the crowd was booing him. And I'm like, oh my God, there it is. There it is. That's what needed to happen. And what am I talking about? Let me tell you what I'm talking about, guys. I'm talking about the fact that for a while, Adam Cole has been running NXT as a heel. And I've often said that for a person to remain a heel, more than 2 years would get very, very tiresome, depending on the person. And Adam Cole, let's be honest, he's great as a heel. He's a damn good heel. But how good is he as a babyface? I think he'll be extremely awesome. I think he will. But how is this going to work? How is this going to work? Someone has to piss him off. Someone has to get under his skin. And someone has to get him to the point where he doesn't need the Undisputed Era. He's going to take this on his own. So, what do? You get a personality like Pat McAfee to get in your face and to call you this and call you that. And you get the crowd behind you. And believe it or not, everyone's behind Adam Cole right now. Everyone has been behind Adam Cole for a while. But you have to remember, he was a heel. He was a heel. Now, the transition from a heel to a babyface is starting. It's beginning. I'm not saying he's full-blown babyface. This is just the start. This is just the spark. This is what needed to happen. And I'm glad that it's happening as it's happening. So, will we see Pat McAfee versus Adam Cole at NXT TakeOver 30? We'll have to find out and see. We know that there's an injury update involving Adam Cole. I'll give you some information on that and other things like that in that particular nature. Also, my prediction came true. My prediction came fucking true. Because in the video, a video that I released on my Main Event Talk Facebook page, I said that there's going to be a point and there's going to be a time and it's going to happen. So Io Shirai is going to be defending her NXT Women's Championship at NXT TakeOver. The individual she's going to be taking on is the woman that defeated, it was Dakota Kai versus Rhea Ripley. That matchup happened, that matchup took place, and Dakota Kai won. So now she has an opportunity to take on Io Shirai for the NXT Women's Championship. There was some interference, however. An interference which I predicted before it even happened. Because in the video that I displayed, I said, and I quote, keep your eyes out for Rhea Ripley and keep your eyes out for Mercedes Martinez. Because there could be a possibility. There could be a good chance we'll be able to see Rhea Ripley versus Mercedes Martinez sometime in the near future. We could see it as close as, I don't know, maybe, just maybe, NXT TakeOver? That could happen. That could happen. So I'm really, really excited to see how all this turns out and everything. Now, there's another thing we got to talk about. Let's talk about AEW for a moment. Let's talk about what has transpired and everything. By the way, I'm not sure if anyone's heard about the news and everything, but there's been some serious heat that's been going on in AEW involving Matt Hardy and involving Sammy Guevara. So I saw something that caught my attention, and holy shit. I mean, and you talk about some real heat. I mean, and once again, this is one of these things where I don't know if it's a work or I don't know if it's real. But in this case, I'm going to say it's real. For those of you that saw what happened at AEW Dynamite, you know that Sammy Guevara had basically displayed a steel chair or something and basically he threw a chair at Matt Hardy and busted him open right there on the top of his forehead. And he's getting a lot of heat for that, Sammy Guevara. And Matt Hardy was really pissed. I mean, I went over to his YouTube page, and this is what he had to say. Listen to the comments that Matt Hardy had to say.
Sammy's gonna use.
Oh, here we go!
Oh, my God. Look at Matt Hardy is bleeding profusely. Artie has been busted open.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this is what happened at AEW Dynamite.
Artie has been busted open at the hands of Sammy Guevara, and that after he threw that steel chair directly into the face of Matt Hardy.
Man, he was bleeding badly. He was bleeding a whole lot.
Blood is all over Sammy as well. That's enough. That is enough.
Sammy? You are already on my shit list. But now you just split open my face. If you thought this was real before, it's definitely real now, you little bitch. Sammy, I am not going to stop until I make you bleed! Until I make you hurt! Sammy, your little ass is mine. I'm in pain, I'm hurting, I'm concussed right now, but I'm still of clear enough mind to tell you that you are an endangered species. This shit just got real, man. This shit just got real.
Those are the comments from Matt Hardy. Now, the heat that everyone's talking about is the fact that Sammy has been getting some talks from other people about, you know, about the fact that when he threw that chair at Matt Hardy and he busted him wide open, I mean, that was just, I mean, you know, I saw it, and I, you know, personally, when I just see it, I thought it was just, you know, regular wrestling match and everything else like that, and people getting heat for whatever, and now we're going to see something involving Sammy Guevara and Matt Hardy, which will probably happen over at All Out, so that's going to happen, but apparently this was a bit real. It was a bit as, it was real as it could possibly get, so, I mean, I don't see a problem with that. I don't see a problem with that at all. This was just so, like, wow, you know, I couldn't believe what this is happening. But we're going to see how this whole feud happens involving Sammy Guevara and Matt Hardy. Now, let's get into something else. And I'm going to stop this right here because I would like to get into the great debate and everything else like that. But I want to get into something that was pretty interesting. And I thought this was crazy. I couldn't believe it. So you had the AEW Super Wednesday debate. Is this part one or is this part two? No, this is actually the first part. Ooh, okay, here we go. Now, here was something that happened right in the middle of the debate. Let's see if we can get into this. Let's listen in.
I'm sure this one's going to really register here with Mr. Cassidy, but global sea levels have been rising over the past century, and the rate has increased in recent decades. What are your thoughts on this very serious global situation?
What?
That was Eric Bischoff.
Sir, what are you talking about? That's got nothing to do with this situation. Next question.
Mr. Cassidy?
Watch this.
Sea level continues to rise at about the rate of 1/8 of an inch per year. A higher sea level enables storm surges to push further inland and therefore increase the extremely dangerous flooding in coastal communities. Failure to minimize our fossil fuel use and reduction of carbon emissions could be devastating to the estimated 40% of the population of the United States that lives in these coastal communities, and globally, 8 of the world's largest 10 cities. Thank you.
Well,
what? Now, and believe it or not, that was my reaction. I'm not kidding. That was my reaction. So I'm showing you part of the debate. I'm showing part of what has happened. So there's this debate involving Chris Jericho involving Orange Cassidy, and I've said a lot of shit about Orange Cassidy, and I'm still saying a lot of shit about Orange Cassidy. Now, all of a sudden, I'm watching this debate, right? I'm watching this debate, and the first thing that came to my fucking head was, Orange Cassidy's not gonna say a fucking thing. He's not gonna say a fucking thing. He's just gonna put his thumbs up, thumbs down, his thumb up his ass. And then when he starts speaking, I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you out of your fucking mind? And, oh, it gets better. It gets better. Just watch this. Listen to this.
All the things that we can Google later.
Hold on. Here we go. Listen to this, guys.
The rematch means so much to me.
Hey, Chris, shut up.
That's Orange Cassidy, by the way.
Shut up. Chris, I know what you're doing here. I know what this is. I mean, you scheduled a debate against a guy who doesn't talk. It's pretty smart. You're just trying to embarrass me, right?
Yeah, I am.
Try to embarrass me with all this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not embarrassed, Chris. I don't care. I don't care about you, but I do care about next week. See, I care about that match. I do. I mean, it's the biggest match of my life.
Yeah, right it is.
It's also the biggest match of your life too, Chris.
Really?
Can you imagine, Chris? I mean, you're Chris Jericho, man. You've done it all. All the things that we can Google later. But I'm telling you right now, Chris, what if this? What if Chris Jericho loses to the guy that puts his hands in his pockets?
Yeah.
I want you to look at me, Chris. I want you to look into my eyes and look at the man that is going to embarrass you. And next week, look at the man that's going to beat you.
Well, how about that? Shock. This was inside of Orange Cassidy. It just came out right here in this debate.
That's my answer.
I have no choice here but to declare that, Mr. Cassidy, you've walked away with this debate.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. That global warming thing got me.
What are you talking about? Nobody wins the debate. You know what, Bischoff? I haven't liked you for 22 years.
It's been 24, and I know exactly how you feel.
Okay. Oh my God, this here's the stupidest, and I said this before, and I'll say it again. Now, I've mentioned in the past that Orange Cassidy is a goof, he's stupid, he's ridiculous, he puts his hands in his pocket, all right? He's got nothing to give to the wrestling business. But what he did last night, he can cut a fucking promo. He can cut a fucking promo. And that kind of just like, wow. Oh my God. And what in the hell do you say to that? What do you really say to that? I mean, I don't know what to think at this point. This is just fucking crazy. But all I know is I'm interested about what's going to happen next week. So next week, we got the rematch that everyone is anticipating to check out. It's going to be the champion, Chris Jericho, going one-on-one against Orange, no pocket, no fucking full of shit Cassidy. And I tell you, I'm as much, I hate to say this, this is something I'm going to be waiting for on the Jim Cornette Experience, because anytime, and I love listening to his podcast, I love listening to the Jim Cornette Experience, I love listening to Drive Thru, I like to know what he thinks of what he just saw and what he just heard from both Chris Jericho and Orange Cassidy, especially Orange Cassidy, because I ain't gonna lie, that was a damn good promo. And I know some people are probably gonna say, well, he's always cut a good promo for me, you just haven't seen enough of him. Well, here's the thing. Why doesn't he keep doing shit like that? instead of putting his hands in his pockets. But here's the thing. The sad part about it is he's a great entertainer. He's a great entertainer, unfortunately. He's not a great pro wrestler, but he's a great entertainer. That's the sad part. And I know some people, well, why is it sad? Because he's in a professional wrestling business. But in this case, he's in a company like AEW that, even though it manufactures itself as a pro wrestling company, it has a few good pro wrestlers and a bunch of clowns, idiots, and morons. And unfortunately, Orange Cassidy is on that fucking level. Okay? Now, I know some people are going to continue to get on my case and say, well, Furman, you know, if you don't like it so much, then why don't you just stop watching? Because I'm not like all these other fucking fools who say they're going to stop watching wrestling because their favorite wrestler is not there anymore. And then all of a sudden, like 2 weeks later, they get back on it. Okay? I don't want to hear that bullshit. Once you start liking wrestling, you get hooked to it. And it's like this. When WWE doesn't do it for you, there's WCW, there's ECW, there's USWA, there's NWA, there's ECW, there's AEW, there's TNA, there's Impact, there's Ring of Honor, there's all these great wrestling promotions that people look at. I'm not going to stop watching wrestling, okay? No matter how stupid and ridiculous you see, not just in AEW, but on Monday Night Raw and on SmackDown, no matter how stupid it looks, we're still going to watch it, no matter what. Now, let's get on to what we need to talk about also. We're getting close to the end here, and we're going to go ahead and finish things off in the right manner here. Now, we know that, we know that WWE SummerSlam is coming. We know about the matches that are going to take place. We know that Drew McIntyre is going to be defending the WWE Championship at SummerSlam against Randy Orton. That's a matchup that's, you know, that's anticipated. We can't wait to see that. Also, the Street Profits are going to be defending their Raw Tag Team titles against the team of Angel Garza and Andrade. We'll see how that goes. Also, we know about the matchup that's also been scheduled, Rey Mysterio's son, Dominic, to go one-on-one against Seth Rollins. Once again, a situation where, and I mentioned this on my podcast, or I mentioned this on the live episode on my Main Event Talk Facebook page, where I said that if they're going to make this match happen, they got to make it a handicap match, at least. You know, make it interesting. Make it Seth Rollins versus Dominic and this is just a suggestion, Samoa Joe. Throw that into the mix. Because when you think about it, I mean, you saw the confrontation that happened between Samoa Joe and Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is trying to get in face-to-face with a bunch of commentators. And then when you get in Joe's face, Joe's getting in your face. And, you know, Murphy, you know, just trying to be there and yada, yada, yada. Joe's trying to get involved. And then Dominic comes in for the save. And then Dominic wants to challenge Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins accepts. And that's what's going to take place. So, no doubt. I mean, SummerSlam is coming in the next couple of weeks. And we're going to see how all this pans out and more. No doubt more matches are going to happen at WWE SummerSlam. And no doubt a lot of shit's going to go down. And we are very, very interested as to see how all this is going to turn out. And no word yet as to whether or not SummerSlam is going to be at the Performance Center, because it may happen. I mean, we may see it at the Performance Center. We may see it at a boat. We may see it at a beach. But one thing's for certain, when the time is right, when everything goes according to plan, hopefully we'll find out some information as to whether or not SummerSlam, where's it going to be at? Where's it going to be at? We'll find out very, very soon when the time is right.
It is the year 2005, and a new evil threatens the galaxy in the most incredible adventure you've ever seen. Transformers, the movie.
It's over time.
Does time die?
Then who would lead the Autobots? And what is the secret of the monster planet?
It's so big, so exciting, you've got to see it twice to take it all in. Transformers, the movie. Rated PG, opens in theaters everywhere today.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of this episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast, and we are looking forward to seeing what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. Now, to give everyone an idea of what's going to happen within the next few days, I mean, pretty much starting tomorrow will be Transformers Movie Weekend, because just to give everyone a heads up of what's going to happen this weekend, Friday, I'm going to be watching Friday Night SmackDown like everybody else does, and then immediately after Friday Night SmackDown, I'm going to be displaying a live show. Well, actually, you know, I'm going to go live on my Main Event Talk. Well, actually, on my personal Facebook page, and I'm going to show you the in its entirety the documentary entitled "Till All Are One." That's going to take place live as it happens on Facebook on Friday, August 7th. Now, on Saturday, August 8th, the Main Event Talk Facebook, or I'm sorry, the Main Event Talk podcast will present Transformers, the same entitled and everything else like that, Till All Are One, the retrospect, look back at Transformers, the movie. We're going to talk about that. That's going to happen. That's going to be released tomorrow. Well, that's going to be released on Saturday on the day of the movie. So if you guys are huge fans of Transformers, the movie, all you got to do is you could probably see it, download it, or see it on YouTube. I don't know if you could see the full episode of, or the full movie on YouTube. You could see the commercials. You can see the clips and everything else like that, but that's all you can find and everything. But if you want to see the movie, I recommend you can either download it or look for it at your favorite video store, wherever it is you find. My recommendation would be either Disco Round or Walmart or Half Price Books. They may have it in every way possible. Get a chance to see Transformers the movie, and no doubt the Main Event will probably show Transformers the movie on his Facebook page. That's going to take place on Saturday as well. And on Sunday, I kept thinking about this over and over again, and this is an announcement that I've not displayed this yet, but as you're hearing this, on Sunday, I'm going to be displaying another live show, but we're going to be looking back at something, and this is still involving the Transformers. We're going to look back at something entitled Transformers. I believe it's entitled Scrambled City. This is an episode where you see in Japan that bridges the gap between Transformers the movie and, you know, season two and everything else like that. So it should be interesting to watch. I can't wait to put it out. So guys, that's going to do it for this edition. The Main Event will be returning next week on his regular time on Saturday, and do whatever he can. So guys, be ready for SummerSlam. Be ready for next week AEW Dynamite. Get ready for NXT. Get ready for Raw. We're going to see how all this goes. Get ready for SummerSlam as it happens live August 23rd on pay-per-view and on the WWE Network and the whole nine yards. And don't forget to check out some of Transformers the movie and my podcast and everything else like that. And once again, thank you to all the 502 likes and to all the 570 follows on my Main Event Talk Facebook page. And we're going to build that up. If we go to 1,000, who knows? We may go live. But anyways, guys, thank you for listening. And I will see you next time on another great episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you find your favorite podcast. Why? Because I can and I want to. Any questions? Enough said.
Optimus, forgive me.
I'm just a soldier. I'm not worthy.
Guilty or innocent?
Innocent.
You are to destroy the Autobot matrix of leadership. It is the one thing, the only thing, that can stand in my way.
I belong to nobody!
My planet was destroyed by Unicron.
I am Unicron.
One day, an Autobot shall rise from our ranks and use the power of the Matrix to light our darkest hour.
Transformers!
Oh, I see.
thing crunches moons, it'll make short work of us.
All we need is a little Energon and a lot of luck.
More than you imagine, Optimus Prime.
Megatron must be stopped, no matter the cost.
I got better things to do tonight than die.
Such a growing nonsense.
Rise, Optimus Prime.
Beyond good. Beyond evil. Beyond your wildest imagination.
Decepticons, to Earth!
Transformers, the movie.
Will anyone else attempt to fill your shoes?